Dharma means the laws of God. If you do not follow the laws of the state, there is going to be reaction. And when it happens on a massive level, there's massive reactions. Srila Prabhupada described so nicely that the laws of the state, there's laws of nature. And according to the laws of nature, for every action, there is an equal corresponding reaction. Look at the irreligion that is taking place in the age of Kali. And this is a universal principle. Every devoted servant of God through all of time have come to teach us to follow the simple basic laws of God according to time, place, and circumstance. Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Lord Chaitanya, they all came to teach the basic principles. You must follow the laws of God. But in this age of Kali, people, out of their sentiment and on the basis of their egoism, they concoct all speculative ideas and justify horribly breaking the laws of God in the name of religion. According to my religion, it is a holy thing to cut your throat. Look at what's happening in the world today. Terrorism, hatred, so many concoctions. Therefore, Krishna tells in Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Ishami Masucha. That abandon all these varieties of religion and just surrender to me. That is what every great saintly person has taught. Jesus said, I have not come to do away with the laws. I have come to fulfill them. Just surrender to God. He said, this world is a place that you're going to have to suffer. He said, this world is a bridge. Cross over it, but don't be attached to building a house upon it. And that is what all the great sages have said. The devoted servants of the Lord come to this world to give shelter. And that is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada said, we are not here to convert. We have come to enlighten people, to live in harmony with the laws of God.